A food delivery app in India is in the news for food it didn't deliver. Zomato is a very popular food delivery and restaurant listing app in India, like Grubhub, Postmates, or Uber Eats. Their red-shirted delivery persons can be seen all over the city, whizzing around on their motorbikes. This is the monsoon month of Shravan, a holy month for many Hindus. And one devout Hindu decided he wanted his food delivered, but not by a man with a Muslim-sounding name. He wanted to cancel, and he proudly tweeted about it. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Zomato co-founder Dipinder Goyal came out swinging and tweeted, "We are proud of the idea of India and the diversity of our esteemed customers and partners. We aren't sorry to lose any business that comes in the way of our values." And it was soon fodder for evening news.
Hate mongers and bigots deserve to be called out, shamed, and socially boycotted. Tonight, the way leading food delivery app Zomato.
Mythologist Devdutt Pattanayak says, "This is a ridiculous controversy, a waste of time.
Since we have nothing else to do in our lives, we are now interested in who is serving us food, who is growing crops, who are doing the logistics. So I think these are just waste of time of people who clearly have no jobs because there are no jobs in the market."
The man was worried about who was delivering the food. It seemed to escape him that the food might have been prepared or packed by someone equally objectionable in his book.
"This is clearly untouchability. I will not touch you."
And that is unconstitutional. Pattanayak says it also shows a person with a low spiritual index who believes others are beneath even his touch.
"But if you have a high spiritual index, you realize that everyone, every human being, every plant, every animal has the divine within them, and therefore you want to reach out to them."
Politicians patted Zomato on the back. A former election commissioner called Zomato's Goyal the real face of India. Even Uber Eats stood up for its rival Zomato. The relief was palpable. This was a level of bigotry everyone could condemn. Even those who did not want Muslims in their apartment complex or lower caste Indians marrying their kids had found someone to shame. But the Zomato hullabaloo didn't happen in a vacuum. Sometime back, a car ride app made news when a Hindu customer cancelled, saying they didn't want a Muslim driver. When Zomato said, "For it, food had no religion," some irate people, including politicians, asked, "But what about halal?" Well, as astute Twitterati pointed out, comparing halal food to the religion of the person delivering the food would only make sense if one was planning to eat the delivery person. But the genie is out of the bottle. Now comes the news that in a city near Kolkata, Zomato delivery persons are on strike because they do not want to deliver beef or pork, and the company won't listen to them. Twitter detectives quickly figured out that the area actually has no restaurants delivering beef on Zomato, and the only pork was a Pizza Hut pepperoni pizza. This beef-pork controversy got fishier when Huffington Post reported that Zomato delivery persons in that area had been fighting the company over rate cuts for a while and getting no media traction. Add a dollop of pork and beef to the mix, and voila, it becomes national news. In 1857, Hindu and Muslim soldiers in the Indian Army mutinied against the British, memorialized as India's first war of independence. The rebellion happened partly because of rumors that their cartridges were greased with pig lard, taboo for Muslims, and beef tallow, sacred to Hindus. The story was told through series like Bharat Ek Khoj.
"Kartus lelo. Come on!
Aapko yaar hukum dijiye sahab."
It seems we learned no lessons from it, or we learned its lessons only too well. Food can be weaponized as easily as it can be eaten. India has seen laws put out in the name of regulating animal markets and animal welfare that actually try to choke the marketplace for cattle. We have seen lynch mobs burst into people's homes and inspect if they have beef in their refrigerators. It's only to be expected that the next link in the chain, namely the food delivery apps, would be targeted by someone who realized that delivery apps can deliver not just food, but also revolution. The troll army marches on its stomach. But it is a sign of the peculiar times we live in that the standard bearer for the idea of an inclusive, diverse country is no longer a writer or a politician or a filmmaker, but a food delivery app. That is food for thought indeed.
Order online from over 12,000 restaurants in 14 cities. Zomato. Download the app now.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.